This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The whole country is run by Big Pharma. The lawmakers are prostitutes for the drug companies. The media is funded by the drug companies.
The Health Ranger Report.
The whole system exists to do nothing other than push more drugs to more people and keep people sick so that they have repeat business. That's it.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
This is a podcast about survival strength versus cosmetic muscle. Thank you for joining me. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. You're listening to Health Ranger Report at healthrangerreport.com. Now, what do I mean survival strength versus cosmetic muscle? Well, let's talk about cosmetic muscle first. This is the muscle that you get when you're working out at the gym, on machines, or on free weights, and it's muscle for cosmetic purposes. It's not functional. And this is the way most people work out. They want to have big looking muscles, not really the best functioning muscles. Now, functional strength is vastly more important for survival and preparedness. And if you want to see somebody who has functional strength, just look at a climber. Anyone who is a climber, rock wall climbing, you know, rope climbing, different kinds of climbing, that's someone who's got a strength to weight ratio that is highly functional and very much aligned with principles of survival and preparedness. And that's what you're looking for. You want to have a high strength to weight ratio. Now, the problem with people who go to the gym and they just try to pump up good looking muscles for cosmetic purposes is that they really don't have much functional stamina. They've got a little bit of brute force strength, although less than you might imagine. But if they actually have to do functional exercises or functional work on a farm or a ranch or in, let's say, combat, you know, like military combat, they peter out. They can't do it. Why is that? Because they're too heavy. They've got too much muscle to carry around. They don't have the stamina of that, of the strength of, you know, really functional muscle. And you see this in like special ops or Navy SEALs training, for example. There are a lot of guys who go into Navy SEALs training who are big, big, bulky cosmetic muscle guys. They've been at the gym. They've been pumping iron. They've been working out. And they fall out of the Navy SEALs program very quickly. Why is that? Because they have to drag all that useless muscle around. It's too much muscle. Because in the Navy SEALs, it's functional strength or other, you know, special operations training programs. It's functional strength. You're climbing up ropes, you're carrying, you know, a boat, or you and a team are carrying a small boat into the ocean, or you're carrying gear, you know, you're hiking up a hill with 80 or 100 pounds on your back. You're carrying a rifle, you're carrying ammo, you're doing all these things. This is functional strength, and it's not the biggest, most brutish looking guys that succeed at that. It's actually the more wiry guys, believe it or not. I mean, yeah, they've got muscle, and they've got strength, but they're functional guys. A lot of them grew up on farms and ranches, by the way. And that's something that I have a lot of personal experience with, being on a ranch right now, you know, for living on a ranch in Texas for many years. I mean, I'm almost 50 years old. I'm not a big, bulky, muscly guy. I don't go to the gym. I don't pump iron to try to look muscly, but I have functional strength. You know, I can carry bags of grain. I can move large boulders and rocks. I can shovel dirt if, you know, whatever I need to. I can wrangle, you know, a donkey. There was one time I picked up a donkey, a baby donkey, and I had to carry her. She was cold, actually. It was in the winter, and it was raining, and she was cold, and she wasn't old enough. This was Hosanna, by the way. And she wasn't old enough to have that big body mass, and she was shivering. And I had to pick her up in both of my arms and walk her, I don't know how far it was, a couple hundred yards or something. You talk about a workout. You know, this is a donkey. I mean, even when they're born, they're already pretty heavy. And she was a few weeks old, and I don't know how much she weighed. maybe 100 pounds and or more, 120, I don't know. But, you know, picking up a donkey and walking a donkey for a couple hundred yards in the freezing cold rain is, you know, it takes functional strength. And that's the kind of strength that you want if you're a prepper. If you're looking at survival training, you know, yeah, push-ups are good, sit-ups are good, you know, but that's functional body weight strength. That's good. I'm not a big fan of going to the gym and pumping iron. Now, I did recently set up a climbing rope in kind of a gymnasium area that I have access to. And I'm climbing the rope. You know, it's using body weight. And, you know, climbing a rope is just good exercise. Climb up, climb down, climb up again. Rope climbing is good exercise. All these things that are functional, that are real world, you know, tasks like carrying a bucket of water or a 50-pound bucket of wheat grain, for example. If you can move buckets around and carry them, you've got functional strength. If you can take a tire off a car, you know, you jack up the car, you take the tire off the car, you lift the tire. That's a functional strength kind of activity. It's something that's very important to have when you're talking about preparedness and survival strength. So the one of the upshots from all this is that if things do hit the fan, we're going to find a lot of people who think they're strong suddenly coming to the realization that they're not actually very strong at all. And a lot of people are also going to realize that the guy who looks like he's got the biggest, bulkiest, most cosmetic muscles, you know, chiseled, he's got a 6-pack. No, he's got a 10-pack. No, he's got a 12-pack. That's not the guy who's actually the best prepper. That's not the guy who can usually stand hours and hours of gardening activity, let's say, you know, hoeing weeds or working with animals or even just harvesting strawberries. You know, a big muscly guy out there in the garden harvesting strawberries is going to get fatigued because it's too heavy, too bulky for that kind of activity. So the winners in terms of survival and preparedness are not the big bulky people. So what are some good exercises that you can do to train for just survival strength, functional strength training? I like to say use body weight exercises. So push-ups are good because that's body weight. I also like to do a downward dog from the world of yoga and combine it with some push-ups. It's a really good combination. It does some stretching of the lower back, stretching of the calves, but also you can come out of the downward dog and do some push-ups. You know, you go into plank, as it's called in yoga, then you do some push-ups, back into plank, and then back into downward dog. So the body weight, body function exercises are really, really good. I already mentioned rope climbing is another good exercise. Just wall climbing is also very good. And you'll come to find very quickly that you might be heavier than you thought when you try to climb a wall and you find out how quickly you can become fatigued. And by the way, if you're a big, tall guy like me, you know, you're over 6'1" or whatever, don't expect to be a great wall climber. You know, the best climbers are guys who are like 110 pounds, like Spider-Man climbing up the wall. And there's a reason for that, because of their strength to weight ratio. So it's not a competition with them. They're always going to be able to outclimb you and me. But it doesn't hurt for us to get on a climbing wall from time to time and see what we can do and just, you know, boost our coordination and our grip strength. Oh, and speaking of grip strength, this is where having a ranch and taking care of animals and moving bags of grain around is a really great strength training exercise, because most people spend so much time on computers and mobile devices, they have really crappy grip strength these days. It's a common problem of people in the cities. They can't grip anything for a long period of time. They can't hold on to things. They can't even hold themselves onto a pole, you know, like just hanging off of a pole or a tree branch or whatever. They can't even hold on. They fall off. Don't even talk about doing pull-ups or anything, you know? They just can't even hold on. You need to be able to hold on. You need to be able to not fall off of a branch. So go out, find some trees, you know, grab onto them, hang there for a little bit. Or if you can do some pull-ups or partial pull-ups, do some pull-ups. It's a great exercise. Grip strength is good. If you've got a dog, you know, buy bigger bags of grain or of dog food, so that you are moving, you know, a 40 or 50 pound bag instead of a little tiny 15 pound bag. You know, work this into your lifestyle where you're moving heavier objects. Obviously, practice safe movement, you know, bend at the knees and so on. Don't hurt your back, all these things. Work your way up slowly. But it is good to have some difficult tasks in your day-to-day living. It's good to have to exert your muscles every day. And also, finally, my final recommendation is to do some body rolling, because a lot of the body rolling, you know, using a foam roller, if you do a lot of different rolling movements, and you can watch videos online or you can buy books on rolling, a lot of them build up strength. A lot of them, like you're rolling on your side, like your IT band on your legs, you're also on your elbow. So you're getting shoulder strength built up. You're getting abdominal, like the sides of your abdominals built up at the same time. A lot of the rolling motions double as strength training motions using your body weight. And it's a double benefit. You're getting the muscle treatment of rolling, which has been really extraordinary for myself and many other people in terms of preventing back pain or preventing injuries or things like that. But also you're getting the strength building of using your elbows and shoulders and abdomen and all these other muscle groups. So body rolling is highly, highly recommended. In fact, if you don't take anything else away from this podcast, do some body rolling. That is good for you. It's good for prepping. It's good for really survival. It's good for your health. It's good for injury prevention. It helps your lower back feel better. It, just loosening up your muscles. It is such a huge health benefit. This is something you don't want to miss. You know, don't pass this up. Get yourself a good foam roller and get into body rolling. I've done it every day, literally every day for years. I think I missed one day in I don't know, a couple of years, but I do it every day. It is a very important part of strength training and disease prevention, chronic pain prevention, and so on. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for HealthRangerReport.com.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.